last night, and then a one-goal regulation loss. It was 3-2 last night, 5-4 tonight. And to hear some thoughts now, we do bring in Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Galen, just want to start with your overall thoughts. I know the result is tough, and I keep repeating myself, tough, tough, tough. But if you can just take us through a little bit of how you saw this game, you know, how it happened, what you saw it there tonight. How would you describe the game this evening?
Well, it was a hard-fought game for sure. I think, you know, especially the first 10 minutes, I thought we played excellent. Very structured, very detailed, and we worked extremely hard. And, you know, as the game went on, it kind of went a little bit back and forth, a little bit of a track meet. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, a lot of guys played with their heart on their sleeve tonight, and it's a really, really tough loss for sure.
So, yeah, you said things kind of opened up. Is that like... I usually you hear like coaches don't like that, right? If things are too wide open, but it seemed to be that seems to, does that seem to happen in your mind between these two teams for whatever reason this season?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine, and just from doing pre-scout, it's like, that's Portland's game a little bit. And that's how it goes against a lot of their opponents. A lot of high scoring games, a little up and down the ice. You know, for us, it was just, you know, having that F3 in place and just being a little bit more, you know, patient or defensive minded in some situations because they're a fast team. As soon as, you know, someone kind of jumps down on the play when they're coming up the ice, it turns into an automatic rush pretty quick.
Is there, I mean, the third period, we were here, it was early December, and, you know, there was that tough third period against Portland where they outshot you guys 20-6 and came away with the win. And here tonight, the third was also a little bit tough, at least in the shots on goal. I don't know, you tell me, like, can you put your finger on what it is? Like, it's just, I'm trying to connect it. Maybe there's no dots to connect here between the last time you guys were here and it happening here again in the third period. But can you try and explain a little bit about, you know, what you saw in the third period, at least tonight against Portland?
Well, I think we played a solid period. I think that... you know, the refs were certainly letting the game be played by the players, which is great. And there's a lot of emotion involved when that happens. And, you know, we took a couple, obviously, in the third, they didn't. And that costed us in the end. But overall, I think, you know, we came out in the third and we played to win the hockey game. And like I said, I think a lot of guys, you know, poured it all out there for sure.
And then lastly, I guess, what is the message after? Maybe that is it. Maybe, you know, a lot of guys poured their heart out and left everything out on the ice. But what was there a message specifically to the group after a tough weekend, like 2-1-goal losses? What's the message to the guys?
I think just like we all got to reflect, right? I mean, we're all individuals and we have to reflect and know what. You know, we can do better ourselves, right? We can't be pointing the finger at all. So we have to kind of just reflect and obviously move on from this. But the effort that was there at times, I say it all the time, but it has to be there for every game for 60 minutes, right? And that's how you put yourself in a spot to win more hockey games and you don't lose. So.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen. We appreciate it. We'll let you get some food.
Okay. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks so much. There was Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson with his post-game thoughts as the Giants drop a tough one 5-4 to the Portland Winterhawks tonight.